doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and happy Easter to everyone. Those of you that are on the way to church, they're leaving me messages. That's fine. I'll try to work in things, answers for you as quickly as I can. Those of you that are around phones and have a question or comment or whatever, just give me a buzz at 1-866-444-3478. Love to talk to you, and we'll visit about gardening, landscaping, pest control, whatever you'd like to discuss. I was talking to Susan, who called at the end of the first hour, about her trees in Florida a little bit more, and we were discussing what to do about these air plants that are in the tree, and she was under the impression that the air plants were killing the tree, and that's not the case. It's just like our version of it here in Texas, especially in the south part of Texas, is Spanish moss and ball moss. These plants are related to bromeliads. There are orchids and bromeliads and different kinds of these so-called air plants. And they're living off of the air and the water and the nutrients in the air, not off of the tree. I think people get confused about it because they'll see their tree looking worse and worse. Well, what's going on is there's something else hurting the tree. The tree's vitality is going down. It's opening up, not having as thick a foliage anymore. The air plants are opportunistic in the more open situation of the top of the tree allows them a better chance of growing. So it looks like the air plants are hurting, but it's really the other way around. As I told her, I think it was on the air before the hour ended. You can control any of those things with potassium bicarbonate. It works fairly well. It's not 100% successful all the time. Some people recommend it more than others. I wouldn't do it because there's another way to solve the problem. But if you do have a whole lot of bromeliad type plants, ball moss, Spanish moss, whatever, growing in the trees, and you want to knock it out, potassium bicarbonate at about a rounded tablespoon per gallon of water is the way to go. I would experiment, and I haven't done this because I've never had these issues on my trees, but I would experiment mixing the potassium bicarbonate with the Garrett juice mixture. So you do foliar feeding, and the Garrett juice hitting the stems and the trunk and the ground, you know, it does as much good as hitting the foliage. It might still work. You might accomplish two things: make the tree healthier and try to push out the air plants a little at the same time. The Garrett juice wouldn't do it. The Garrett juice would just make the potassium bicarbonate more effective and last longer. Okay, what is the solution? And it's the same thing I told her. I asked her if her trees were too low in the ground. She said yes. And even if you're in sandy soil, if your trees are too low in the ground, they are in stress, and they're going to get worse and worse. They're going to go downhill, not stay the same or get better. That's a fact of life. So getting the soil off of the bases of the trees, with the exception of palms, it's not important to do this with palms, but every other tree it is important. Evergreens, deciduous trees, ornamental trees, even roses, even woody perennials and woody shrubs and things. The flare at the base of plants is part of the trunk. It's not part of the root system, and it needs to be exposed to the air. So that's how you get the tree healthier. And the leaves will fill out more, and you won't have as much trouble from the so-called air plants. And that's a good name for them because they live off the air and the moisture in the air. Telephone number, we've got an open line for you at 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by EcoSafe Pest Control and their work that they do in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've been working with them for quite a while, and hopefully you have a similar kind of a company wherever you are in the United States doing pest control. The pest control companies now have quite an arsenal of natural, organic, non-toxic products that work great. And most of them smell really good, too. So if you're still using somebody that's using toxic chemicals, you need to shift gears and go to somebody in your city. I'm sure there's several choices. Just do a search for companies that do non-toxic. That'd be a good way to do a search. Non-toxic pest control. You could try green. Some people do greenwashing, and that's not all. You have to be careful about that and interview them and see what kind of products that they use. And you can, you know, if you're interviewing somebody and they're saying they're going to use certain products that you have a question about being acceptable, send us an email. Run it by us at Dirt Doctor, and we'll try to help out. We're more than happy to do that. You might be able to find the answers on our website on dirtdoctor.com. And as I said in the first hour, you can get our newsletter free. It's weekly, usually covers one subject at a time. And all you have to do is give us your email address, and you can do that by sending us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. The current newsletter, and it's probably already posted on Facebook and on our website as well, but it's how to get started with a vegetable garden. Really a strong growing interest in growing vegetables, various kinds of produce and herbs and things like that, fruit trees, vines at home. And so we've got a little starter kit for you, information on how to get started with vegetable gardens or how to, you know, make the improvements to the one you already have or to expand the one you already have. So check it out. And let's see what else I needed to tell you for back to the phones. I don't think we have anything yet. Frank in Crockett, Texas, next up. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing very well. What can I do for you?
I've got a problem. Well, I don't know if it's a problem or not. I have a number of wild grapevines, and last year they produced, and all of a sudden they had a white substance on them. And this year I want to try to prevent that and increase the growth. What do I do?
Well, you probably had what's called powdery mildew, and it's a fungal disease that's fairly easy to control. What was your fertilizer and spray program last year?
I had none. That's what I was calling you for.
Okay, you were growing your plants out of benign neglect, huh?
Right.
All right. Well, what we recommend, Frank, is detailed for you on our website under the organic fruit and pecan tree program.
All right.
But it's probably more than you need to do for grapes. They're actually pretty simple to grow. I would put an organic fertilizer out once a year, once a season, at least. If you haven't done any in the past, you might want to do a couple of times a year, something that has alfalfa in the mix, or just use an alfalfa meal, or just you know, any compost-based organic fertilizer. And I would use the Garrett Juice mixture, and you can see the formula on the website.
Okay, do you recommend a full year of application? Because they're in among some trees. It's a place I bought about 5 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, you need to do a foliar application, and you need to drench the soil as well. But you just brought up probably what is another problem that you have. Grapes, to do the best and have the least pest problems, need to be in full sun.
Okay.
So it sounds like you've got them mixed in with a bunch of trees. Are these wild Mustang grapes or something like that?
That they are.
Okay. Well, they'll grow in the shade, but they're not going to produce or be as happy as they would be if they had more sun. So think about that and try to move some around or do some tree trimming and whatnot to get as much full sun as you can, especially morning through mid-afternoon.
Okay. Well, I guess that explains why the ones that were facing the east had more fruit on them than the others.
Yeah, you got it. That morning sun is the most important thing of all.
All right, thank you very much.
I appreciate it, and good luck with your grapes.
Thank you. Bye now.
Let's go to Fort Worth and talk to Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Howard.
What's going on?
My husband and I just bought a house, and it has been empty for about 2 years.
Okay.
And we were wondering how to treat pests that seems to be a problem in the past. There's no current signs of pests, but an indoor-outdoor treatment is what we're looking for.
Okay, have you moved in yet?
We have not. We've been renovating and cleaning out, and, you know, there's been a few signs of small rodents in the house.
Okay.
But no current signs, just, you know.
All right, well, let's go through it and not be rushed. Can you hang on through this break?
Yes, sir.
I'll give you some help when I come back, okay? Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We're going to be talking about kind of preventative and some immediate pest control ideas on a brand-new house that's not even lived in yet. And then we'll be back for more of your calls after that. 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will, too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Crazy water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Crazy water is what I drink and you should too. Deep underground Mother Nature infuses crazy water with the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals for the health of your body. You can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and find a store in your area. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant, like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number's 866-444-3478. Here is Carrie back with us, I hope. Carrie, you there?
Yes, sir.
Well, what I would do on a new house that you want to do some preventative pest control and all is I would put out beneficial nematodes first step, especially if you have some way to water the place at all. There's some moisture in the ground right now, and if you have some way to, after putting out the beneficial nematodes, keep it just moist enough to keep the plants alive, that'll help you with fire ants, with termites, with grub worms, with a whole bunch of fleas and ticks. All, you're going to have dogs or cats?
Yes, we have two dogs.
Okay. Well, this would be very important for you to do then. Just you'll have to figure out some way to rig up enough irrigation to keep just a reasonable amount of moisture there. And the beneficial nematodes will do a great job on a whole lot of different pests. Inside the house, I would do a couple of things. I would dust any kind of, if you have any way of getting into the wall cavities or into areas that you know, they're dark and where insects might hang out, some natural diatomaceous earth dusted into those areas would be a good idea. And then I would clean, whenever you do cleaning, as you start to fix up the place and all, clean with orange oil. Orange oil not only cleans very well, but it's an air freshener, it smells great. And it will kill insects, and it will repel certain insects. It's really good for repelling carpenter ants, for example. And you probably need to be cleaning with something anyway, so you might as well put the orange oil in your other cleaning materials that you're using, or just use it as the cleaning product. And just those simple things, I think, will really do you a lot of good.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks for your advice.
I appreciate it. And you might look at any insects that pop up. We've got information in two places, one on dirtdoctor.com and the other in my insect book, which is called the Texas Bug Book. So if something pops up, find it there. If you can't find it there, give me a call again, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a happy Easter.
You too, Carrie. Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Let's see what's up at Gecko Hardware with Andrea. Andrea sells a few pest control products that I recommend there.
We do, actually, Howard, all three of the things you just mentioned. We have them all, so, and the orange oil. So, and we have, of course, one of your favorites is, I know, EcoSmart, and we've got it on sale right now for $1 off a bottle.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, they have a nice line of products of their essential oil products. When you hear me talk generically about essential oil products, that EcoSmart is a good one. And they've got it in different formulations and for different insects and different uses, and they all smell really good and work very well, too.
Well, I wanted to wish you a happy Easter.
Same to you.
We are excited this week because it's our one-year anniversary coming up on Earth Day, which
is cool.
Tuesday, of course. And so I want to ask your listeners to do me a favor. Can I do that?
Sure.
All right. We are almost at 3,000 likes on our Facebook page, and we're trying to reach it before our anniversary. So for any of you that are big on Facebook, please go to Gecko Hardware on Facebook and like our page and help us reach our goal.
Well, it'd be interesting to check it out anyway. A lot of good photography there of all kinds of things up to and including George the chicken, I would assume. In fact, I know. I've seen his picture there.
George is our most popular post. Last week I was at the store working late one night, and George was wandering around the store, and I just took a little video of him, you know, kind of looking at the aisles and things. And, boy, everybody loved that video.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I know a lot of people are busy this weekend, but still you need to take time to ease by a Gecko Hardware and check out everything there. But check out their Facebook for sure. Tell folks how to get to Gecko Hardware.
You bet. We're at 10233 East Northwest Highway. It's just at the corner of Ferndale and Northwest Highway, right by Albertsons. And we're open today from 10 to 6, and we've got our anniversary sale going for your local listeners, so come by and get some great deals.
And, of course, that's in Dallas, Texas. Andrea, thanks very much.
Yes, in Dallas. All right, and happy Easter to everyone.
Enjoy the rest of the day. I'll see you later.
Thank you, Howard. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Open line here now at 866-444-3478. Talk we were doing earlier about the trunk flare business. I'm going to get even more photography and more information for everybody on that. I'm delighted. We're getting more and more people across the country finally cluing in to this and figuring out that that may be the problem that their trees are having. Even if you think your trees are doing fairly well, from big shade trees down to ornamental trees and especially fruit trees, if you think they're doing okay and the trunk's coming out of the ground like a telephone pole, straight as a straw, you are going to be fascinated with how much better your trees do when you do this simple operation of removing the soil off of the flare. Again, the flare is part of the trunk, and so burying it is a bad thing. Now, trees can live for a long time in that condition, but they'll be lethargic, they'll not grow very well, they won't produce flowers or fruit nearly as well as they could if the flares were exposed. And this goes for, especially for fruit trees. People tend to plant fruit trees dramatically too low in the ground. Even some nurseries and growing operations recommend it. It's the most bizarre thing in the world. But look at the photographs. Try it yourself. You will be fascinated. 866-444-3478 is the number. We'll take a little break here and then come back. Hunter, you'll be next when we come back, so hang on there, and I'll answer questions or talk to you about whatever you'd like to discuss.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. But did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body. And elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. We're going to get right to the phones, but so I don't forget it, there was an interesting question just on Facebook, and it was somebody who had gotten some small trees for Arbor Day or something and wanted to know what kind of soil starter mix to use when planting the trees. And it's a great question because there's a lot of confusion about this. When you plant a tree, you want to backfill with the soil that came out of the hole. Across the board, you never want to put an improved soil down in the hole that you have dug to plant the tree because you create a pot in the ground, and it's very difficult to ever get the watering balanced out. It's sometimes you can overwater easily. Sometimes it stays too dry. It's very difficult to balance it. Plus, when the roots go through that improved soil that you've put in the hole, they're happy and everything. They hit the clay soil or the different soil, whatever the case might be, and they tend to turn and stay in the hole because they like it. They're used to it. So you want that's why bare rooting trees works so well. You want those roots to get familiar and be comfortable with the existing soil in the area as quickly as you possibly can. The one exception is dogwood. Well, there may be some other acid-loving trees like dogwoods that would be in this category too. But even in that case, what you do is you improve a bed, an entire area, with compost and organic amendments and everything. You plant the dogwood in that bed that's been prepared, and you're backfilling with the soil that's in that whole bed there. In other words, you're still not putting something different down in the hole. You're improving the whole area for dogwood, in other words. And dogwood can eventually, you can't just go out and plant it in black soil and expect it to do very well. It just doesn't like that. But if you plant it, start it in a well-prepared, healthy organic bed, use organic fertilizers and things especially, the roots will expand and get out into the native clay soils, and dogwood will adapt to that situation, although it likes acid, sandy soil for ideal conditions. Hunter in Corinth, Texas. Hi, Hunter.
Hey, Howard.
What's up?
Just getting ready to head over to church. Real quick question. I have been on your website, and I've looked into the exposing the flares on tree try. I just had two trees that I planted. One was a peach tree, and the other was a fig tree. Okay. I mean, they're fresh from the nursery, so, you know, they're by no means mature. I planted them, and I've made sure to kind of keep some of the flare or keep the flare exposed. But my question is, and looking at your website on mulching, I don't know exactly what I should use because, to be quite honest, we don't have a compost pile yet. We're just started a nursery in our own backyard, so we have nothing. But I want to do the organic way, and I just wanted your suggestion on what to do to mulch those trees because I know they need mulching.
Well, are you talking about trees that have had the flares exposed and have some depressions around them?
Howard, I just put them in the ground from the nursery like a week ago.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're fresh.
Okay, assuming you planted them nice and high and the flare is way up there high and the graft union should be 8 or 10 inches above the soil line, the way you mulch is you the bare area that you created to plant the tree to dig the big, wide, ugly hole, that bare area should be mulched, and the best way to do it is to start on the outside edge of that area with 2 to at the very most 3 inches, 2 is probably enough, of a shredded native tree trimmings, and then the mulch, as it gets closer and closer to the trunk, it's thinner and thinner so that by the time the mulch is at the tree trunk, it's back to nothing. It's back to zero, and the soil right at the trunk is bare.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Right. No, I understand that. And what product should I use? Like if I were to go to an organic, you know, garden center or something like that, what should I be putting on the ground? Because I know there are certain things that you say don't use. So.
Well, I don't like pine bark because it won't stay in place. I don't like cypress because it won't break down.
Right.
That's a negative thing. Most people don't quite understand that at first, but we want the mulch to rot and decay and turn into compost and feed microbes. That's part of the program. We don't like rubber. It's horrible. We don't like those dyed colored mulches because they're ground up lumber with then, you know, chemical dyes, black and red, put in the material. Shredded native tree trimmings, that's the buzzword you want to look for. Different people will use different terms, but you want to see something that has a shredded character and its base is ground up trees of various kinds. If you have one tree and one tree only, like a cedar, a natural shredded cedar, that's great too. That's a very good quality mulch.
Excellent. Well, I just wanted to say that we started on the organic program just with our lawn about a year ago, and I called into your show once before, and I'll just say it again that I wish I would get back all the money that I spent on chemicals and stuff like that because the natural way works, and my gosh, I've saved a ton of money already.
Well, so I appreciate the report.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hunter. Talk to you again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the big well-kept secret is these guys that push the toxic chemicals and the synthetic fertilizers, you know, talk about there's no research and they only stick with the things that have been researched and have data. Well, there's tons and tons of data and research backing up that data on using the natural organic approach. It's just that we're still in the minority. Because nobody gets out of college learning how to do the program that we talk about. All the universities still teach the chemical approach. And the well-kept secret is, just like Hunter was saying, the natural organic program works better in every way, including from a financial standpoint, once you really understand how to do it properly and get into it correctly. Next up is Mike in Carrollton. Hi, Mike.
Howdy. How are you doing?
Doing great. What about you?
I'm all right. Like, I'm 100% organic, natural. I've got a neighbor that's got a poison ivy infection, and he's got a poison ivy tree next to my vegetable garden.
Oh, boy.
And he, well, I pushed him to do something about it, and he called somebody to spray, you know, a chemical pesticide or a herbicide all over it. And I said no to that. And I was wondering what you had thought about poison ivy remediation, poison oak remediation, things like that.
Well, it'll be poison ivy here in this part of the country, but the treatment would be the same anywhere in the country for either one of them. First thing you've got to do, Mike, is get a landscape company to come and physically remove a big vine like that that's in the tree, because you have the chemical in the stems and in the trunk and everything that's the problem, just like it's in the leaves. So
yeah, it's on my fence too.
The first step is get it physically removed, and some of the landscape companies, I don't know how, but they have employees that can do that. We had one on a property we bought. It literally had a trunk that was 4 inches in diameter. It was huge. And we've found a company that was able to have guys cut it down with chainsaws and take it out. I don't know how in the world. And they did not get the poison ivy rash. So some people are able to do that and help you with it. So getting the above ground parts removed and then digging out as much of the, a big vine like that will have a big underground portion as well. Getting that removed, and then you spray the poison ivy, the young poison ivy, as it starts to try to pop up and regrow with one of the organic herbicides or do physical removal. But the first step has to be physical removal of the mother plant. You're always going to be fighting a battle.
Well, I had a thought to use my string trimmer to take off the top parts and then actually dig in to get the bottom parts.
Well, be careful with that, because you're going to be splattering the oil. When you use a chainsaw or a weed eater or even chop it, you're splattering the oil that can give you the poison ivy rash. So if you're immune to it, like some people strangely seem to be, that's one thing. But if you get it, I get it occasionally myself, and I'll get it if I have a cut or a scratch and I'm working around it. It'll get into my blood that way, and it'll break out. And we've got a bunch of detailed information now on the website and on Facebook about what are the best techniques to, keep it from becoming a real problem that way. But my advice to you would be to hire a landscape contractor that says they, have guys that can work around it and do it and get it taken out that way. Since it's on your neighbor's property, you're going to have to coordinate with him, obviously.
Are there any legal ramifications? I mean, if I go into my neighbor's property and start cutting this stuff?
Yeah. There are some cases that are already on the books where people have gone to court. And what tends to happen is that you have the right to cut down material from your neighbor that's growing over onto your property, whether it's the top of a tree in the air growing over or it's the root system or whatever. You have the right to take care of that. You don't have the right to go on his property and do anything. But even on treating the stuff that's growing over onto your property, you have the right to do it. But if it causes the tree to die or the plant that they wanted to die, you have a liability there too. So it's a tricky thing. It's where you really need to try to coordinate and get along with the neighbor and do it together. I know sometimes that's impossible, but that's the best way to do it by far.
This guy is totally negligent as far as the area that's on my fence line, and he doesn't seem to care about it at all. So,
well, you can take anybody to court for anything you want to take them to court for, and you could probably win something like that, but it would be costly to do. That's the only other possibility of a way to go. If you poison it with something that is systemic and gets back into the plant and kills it, you know, by treating it on your side of the property, you're going to be contaminating your side of the property, for one thing, because you're going to need a chemical, a systemic chemical, to move through a big woody plant and kill it, and then you will have contaminated the area on your side. So, again, whether you use chemicals or not, the chemicals don't work that well on poison ivy anyway, especially the sprays on the foliage. So the physical removal is something you need to try to figure out how to work with him on.
What about bleach? Just like
It would just contaminate the soil.
Is it going to kill the poison ivy?
Probably not. It might kill part of it where the bleach is touching the plant, but it won't be systemic. I'm going to have to run. I'll put you on hold if you had something else off the air. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back right after this. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com. Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was just looking at Facebook, and one of the questions came in on a photograph I put on there of one of the native hawthorn trees in bloom. Beautiful tree that I ran into just a couple of days ago, actually, and they were asking what variety it is. The native hawthorns crossbreed worse than red oaks do. And so a lot of times it's kind of hard to tell. What I would recommend in my book, the Texas Bug Book, I mean the Trees for Texas, we cover the hawthorns in there fairly well. Any of my tree books do to a degree. And some of them are pretty distinctive, and others, you look at the leaf and you really scratch your head because it looks like it could go either way. We put, even in Plants of the Metroplex, the first little paperback book I did, we've got some pretty good info in there about the native hawthorns if you want to learn more about that. But chances are pretty good that it's a hybrid, a natural cross that has happened in the wild. John, in Vernal, Utah, I suppose. Next up. Hello, John.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing very well. What's going on?
I've got 11 acres of pasture,
okay.
And it's a combination of grass and Sizer's milk vet.
Okay.
I would like to find some way to get rid of the milk vet without getting rid of the grass.
Okay.
Now, it's this milk vet, it's a legume like alfalfa, so...
I tell you what will work, and I don't know if this would make financial economic sense or not, but it'd be worth you knowing about it anyway, John. There is, well, first of all, you could take the milkweed out with the normal contact-killing organic herbicides, things like vinegar formulas. There's an EPA-registered 20% vinegar on the market now. There are several fatty acid products that kill weeds, you know, non-selective. It kills anything you spray it on. The one's called Scythe. The one's called Monterey Weed Killer. There's several of those on the market. And flamethrowers can be used in agricultural situations like you have very well. On the other hand, there is one selective product on the market, one selective organic herbicide on the market right now. There'll probably be more in the future, I bet you. But the one that's currently on the market is called AgriLawn, A-G-R-A-L-A-W-N, AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. And it is a cinnamon and potassium bicarbonate product. You wet the area down you want to treat, and then you would dust this product out across the entire place. And it might be good to get some and just try it on a an isolated area, you know, as an experimental deal and see if it works. And then you could make the determination about whether it makes sense financially on a larger scale. But it will definitely kill broadleaves more effectively than grass. In fact, the only grass I see that it seems to be very effective on is crabgrass. And that may be because of the texture. The crabgrass is a little bit rougher. You know, it's not slick.
Uh-huh.
And so it would it'd be worth a try. And then those others, if that doesn't work for you financially or just from an efficacy standpoint, you can use those contact sprays and kill the milkweed for sure.
Okay, well, it's not milkweed.
Milk veg.
Okay, but the vinegar, the 20% vinegar, will not kill the grass?
It will. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, the vinegar and the fatty acid products are non-selective. The only selective organic herbicide is the AgriLawn.
AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer.
That's right. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir.
You are in charge of that research, and I will talk to you later. Mary in Colorado Springs next up. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Love your program. Have learned an awful lot on it.
Well, thank you. I barely can hear you. Are you on a regular phone?
No, I'm on a speakerphone.
Can you get off of that anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
Much better. Now everybody can hear you.
I would like to plant a blueberry bush, and they tell me at the nursery center that the only way it will survive in the alkaline clay soil here is if you dig a hole and put an entire a piece of peat moss, a whole bag of peat moss in, and plant it in the peat moss. And I know what your feeling is about peat moss not feeding well and not being a very healthy product to use. So I'm wondering, is there an alternative way to plant it?
Yeah, just do our regular bed preparation mm-hmm. recommendations, but do it about twice the volume of everything I recommend, at least.
Okay.
And you can till all this stuff into the native existing soil, mm-hmm. and you can, when you water, you can put a diluted amount of the Garrett juice mixture in as a regular fertilizer application, along with alfalfa meal and other kinds of organic fertilizers, and you can grow blueberries fine. You just need to use a whole lot more compost and the rock materials. In your case of blueberries, I'd use green sand.
Uh-huh.
And then the cornmeal and the dry molasses, all the things that we recommend, just more of everything.
Okay.
Don't get too carried away with the dry molasses because you can create so much biological activity you might damage some of the roots.
Okay.
But lots and lots of great compost is the secret.
All right.
And then
thank
Garrett
you so
juice
much.
In the watering, or at least apple cider vinegar to keep the water on the acid side.
All right. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Thank you very much, and good luck with your blueberries. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478 on this Easter Sunday. We'll be taking more calls, so line up here if you'd like to chat, 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. I hope you're enjoying the day, and I'll talk to you right after this.